In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seattle Sounders host the LA Galaxy Sunday afternoon at CenturyLink Field. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel explains the nationally televised match comes after a tumultuous week for the team. The news came Tuesday that the Sounders fired head coach Siggy Schmid, the winningest coach in Major League Soccer history and the only coach the Sounders have had in 8 years in the MLS. Art, why now?
Well, the short answer is they had a terrible game against Sporting Kansas City, his last game, in which they got no shots on goal and just one shot that was 6 yards wide. But the bigger picture was that a lot of the veterans are on the north side of 30, and a lot of the young players haven't developed yet. And Schmid couldn't quite make something happen with this roster that was ill-designed, which is not his fault, really. That's the responsibility of the general manager, Garth Lagerwey. And Lagerwey did say something in the press conference that was interesting. He said he's only been here 18 months, and he deferred to Siggy Schmid during that time, meaning that he didn't want to say something bad or about the best coach and the only coach they've had. But clearly, he was unhappy. He said that, "I've never seen a team play like this that I was part of building." So that indicated he was quite unhappy. I think Schmidt could easily say he was unhappy with the team he was handed. But he was also handed now a pink slip, and it's time to move on.
Well, on the same day that the Sounders fired Schmid, they finally acquired a replacement for star player Obafemi Martins. He was a designated player, and they brought in designated player Nicolas Lodiero, an Uruguayan soccer star. And this is all happening because Martins left right before this season for China. That was an unexpected move. But to bring Lodiero in now, it seems a bit ill-timed?
Well, it was certainly awkward because a former Sounders player played with him in Uruguay and sung the praises of Seattle and the Sounders and Siggy Schmid. Guy lands at the airport and coach is gone.
Wow.
You know, so he could easily be thinking, what am I getting into here? But in fact, he is an attacking midfielder, which is exactly what the Sounders need to try to distribute the ball to their forwards, which are Jordan Morris, the rookie, and Clint Dempsey, the veteran star. If they get more action and get the ball in places where they can do more damage, this will be a tremendous acquisition. The key thing is that he's only 27 years old. That's a rare thing for any MLS team to get a quality veteran European or Latin American player in his prime. Any team would love to have him. I think the second half of the season will show that he's something special.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you think these two events of this week are likely to shake out for the rest of the season?
Hard to say. Brian Schmetzer, longtime assistant coach to Siggy and a guy who's been around Seattle in pro soccer since 1980, is a very capable guy. But whether he has the respect and command of this team, we just can't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. I think Lodiero is going to have an impact, but the history of designated player acquisitions, and by the way, there are 3 designated player slots. This allows MLS teams to pay much higher salaries than the rest of the roster. The midseason acquisitions are always difficult to manage without a training camp and without familiarity. We saw that with Clint Dempsey 3 years ago. We're probably going to see the same thing now. The Sounders have 6 wins, 12 losses, and 2 draws. They're in such a deep ditch now, I don't see them getting back into playoff contention. It's really hard to do something quick in terms of a fix right now.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.